Now, something that did happen last night was you just sort of, after you'd won, just walked out. What was the reason behind that?
Well, after I'd been elected, I gave a speech, as is customary, and then there was a press release, and then aware that I was going to be doing a lot of media interviews today, and it was in the very late hours of the morning, I went home to get some rest before the interviews today.
But I know you kind of be thinking from our perspective that, you know, we'd be a bit grumpy as the media. But also we've heard from a great number of constituents this morning who wanted to hear from their new MP this morning and didn't. And were just told because she just walked away and thought that that could be a little bit rude.
Well, I think people have heard from me this morning. I know from all my friends, families and such things have been watching the various different media outlets, radio, television, newspapers, who are all showing various bits of the interviews that I gave last night in terms of the speech and the interviews that I've given over the last few days. And no doubt they'll hear later of the interviews I've given today. So I think, you know, I'm doing a lot of media interviews, but at 4:30 in the morning, it was time to get some rest before the next set.
So it was a personal decision not to do the media interviews in the morning. You weren't told by anyone higher up that not to do
well,
that.
Well, I think it's a sensible decision, isn't it, to recognise that it's an emotional moment. I was completely honoured and delighted to have been elected. I had given my speech and done a press release so that the media had the information that they needed, and then to be doing more interviews just, you know, a matter of, you know, a few hours later was entirely reasonable.
But one of the things that I kind of got from this morning was it's fantastic, a new MP for Sleaford, and especially a female MP for Sleaford. You know, there's a lot of talk about how we need more female representation in politics, but this morning our bulletins, we didn't hear from you. We heard from Matt Warman saying, oh, it's really great that you've been elected. So in a way, we're not hearing this great new female voice in politics. We're just hearing
Well, you're hearing from me at the moment, but what we need to be talking about at the moment is actually the plan for going forward. Plan for delivering on my 5-point plan and talking about the other issues that matter to local people and not yesterday. You know, today is today, tomorrow is the next day. And we need to, I think what your listeners want to hear is what's going to happen next.